You can clap your hands to this one. Let's use claps of hands.
Thank you. belongs to Him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
Two more times.
Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to Him.
One more time. We sing victory belongs.
Victory belongs to Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Father, we thank you that the victory belongs to you. And because it belongs to you, it belongs to us. For we are in you and you are in us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, Lord, O God, for another opportunity to give to you the first fruit of our lives, the first fruit, O God, of our year. We say, Lord, have your way and bless this year, the rest of it. May we experience every declaration, every promise that you have decreed from your throne room to be experienced in us, with us, by us, through us. We give you praise, O God, that you are a good, good God, an awesome God, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, our Peace. Lord, you are all things to us. And we rest in your goodness, Father. Thank you, Father, that every word of darkness that has been assailed against us is canceled, because the force field of your presence cancels out everything that is not from your presence for us. We rest, O God, in your protection, in your provision, in your peace, in your prosperity, in all of your goodness. Blessed be your holy name, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to see you tonight. Tonight I get to speak to you, but starting tomorrow, we are going to have one guest after the other, all the way to Friday, and then on Saturday I will conclude our time together, and then it's going to be a week of silence the week after. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, yesterday we explored the word of the Lord concerning restoration, and as we explored it, we explored some of the aspects that we should expect restoration in. From Genesis 20 and verse 7, we talked about the restoration of family. From Genesis 14 and 13, we talked about the restoration of status. Genesis 42 and 25, we talked about restoration of finances and relations. In Exodus 22, 1, we talked about the restoration of property. It is interesting that one of the aspects that God is interested in most of all when you think about restoration is that particular one on property. He keeps on repeating it again and again right through Numbers, Leviticus,